This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, this is CliffCentral.com. This is the Inspired Youth Show. Thank you very much for listening in, everybody. This is a platform for youth to engage with adult listeners like me and professionals, educators, and also to provide advice for the greater future for our youth out there. Now, in studio today, wow, I'm going to tell you about them in a moment, but this is a really awesome opportunity for you to just listen up and get inspired. The Inspired Youth Show happens between 3 and 4 every Monday, thanks to CliffCentral.com and Pride Factor. Don't forget, you can follow Pride Factor Inspired Youth also on social media. You can get it Inspired Youth SA. Use the hashtag Inspired Youth SA if you'd like to interact with us as well. And before we continue the show, I must tell you something really awesome that's happened. Whoa! We had a West Rand Careers Expo in Krugersdorp last week. The attendance was such a success. 7,000 teenagers in attendance. 7,000. That's a lot of noise. That's a lot of young people, but really, really awesome. Also, we are going to be launching the Youth Academy at the end of this month, so make sure you're following us on social media and also on our website so you can keep track of that. Pride Factor and Inspired Youth, it's all about inspiring the youth and making sure that we're creating a better future. And speaking about creating a better future, we've got 4 people in studio right now. We will be able to see what they're wearing on social media tomorrow. They are way like making me feel like I should go back home and put on a suit and tie. We're going to introduce you to all our guests right now. On my immediate left, I've got Yaku, and Yaku is the CEO of Zeroth Energy, who, by the way, are taking over the world. Not South Africa, they're taking over the entire world. Yeah. In fact, they might be going beyond like the universe. Ah. Somewhere in Mars, there's a Zenoth energy station there. There we go. Hey, Yaku, you can just come close to the mic there. And then we've got 2 gentlemen here who are dressed the same, and I'm sure there's a reason for that, and they'll explain that to us as well. We've got Nathan and Tabiso. They are from PS Connect, and they are also doing really great things for the youth from grade 12, and also not the youth, but also the parents of the youth. So we'll be finding out about that. And then right in front of me, there's a gentleman. When he walked to studio, he walked in with swag. He took his jacket off. And it's fitting because his name is Confident Seleme. Yes, and he is a motivational speaker and an author of 3 books. Yes. And they're not very thin books. I'm looking at the books right now. They're thin. they got thin pages, which means he's written a lot. So we'll be finding out all about that. But let's start off with the 2 gentlemen that are dressed in lovely, lovely tailored suits with the green and blue stripes under you. Again, you can see their pictures tomorrow on our social media. And don't forget, that is CliffCentral.com. So let's introduce, let's go start with Nathan and Tabiso. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and why you dress so smartly.
I would say that we're dressed like this because of, it's the company colors.
Ah.
So company colors is blue and green. So yeah, that's how we look. And I'll let Tabiso just basically tell you about PS Connect.
Okay. So let's go. Now, from what I understand is, Tabiso, you are the CEO.
Yeah.
I must tell you, everybody in studio right now got only CEOs. Only CEOs. I even want to change the initials of my name to CEO just so I can fit in. Not SKO. You know. So tell us about PS Connect.
So PS Connect is an effective tool in the market that helps grade 7 to grade 12 learners transition from high school into your tertiary institutions. We help them by choosing a career,
okay,
applying to different tertiary institutions such as your universities, your colleges, and your TVET colleges.
All right.
And we also help them apply for funding, which it could be bursaries and student loans. And lastly, we help them apply for learnerships. For those who are not seeking to go the comprehensive education
structure. They don't teach English. I must tell you, I really wish something like PS Connect was around when I was at grade 7. Grade 7, my hardest decision was deciding between accounting and closer. Closer won. Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So we're going to find out more about PS Connect during the show. I'm sure you can tell us about the lovely marketing trends that you investigate and the career paths people take. From what I hear is you're very vibrant and innovative, but from what I see is that you're very well dressed. So you can also connect with PS Connect on their social media. It is simply PS Connect, all one word. That's Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Let's move along the line. There is a line here. Let's go to the guy who almost took all his clothing off. Confidence. Confidence. You are a motivational speaker.
Indeed.
And
I
an
am.
Author of three books.
Three books and counting.
All right. So, oh, and counting. And this counting. Guy's got ambition.
Yeah.
He's got confidence.
I'm sending my fourth book to the printers this week. So my fourth book will be coming
okay,
out.
Okay, let's give him a round of applause. Let's give him a round of applause. Yeah.
Well done.
He's creating one of those, what do you call them, when there are a whole lot of series and then watch out for the series on TV. Confidence's books converted into dialogue.
Coming soon.
So tell us about Confidence himself. Where is he from and what drove you to becoming a motivational speaker?
Oh, man. Limpopo born and bred. Polokwane raised. So I loved writing since I was a very young boy. About 13, 14, I started writing poetry. My first book actually is a poetry book called When the Pen is Pregnant. And some of the poems date to when I was as young as 15.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first book, which I published in 2013. And then, if you remember, the 2008, there was an economic crunch.
Yes.
And a lot of families were hit quite hard.
I don't know, but middle of the month, I still feel like there's economic crunch.
Still exists.
Yes. So 2013 was a bit of a hard year for my family. And I was at tertiary at the time, studying copywriting at the AAA School of Advertising. And we went through, you know, the school is not cheap. So we didn't know how we were going to pay for it. So I was going through a hard time. And I just joined Facebook and I wrote one thing, trying to inspire myself, trying to motivate myself.
Yes.
And I got so many responses. People were saying, you know, I really needed to hear this. This was beautiful. This was powerful. And I started doing it more and more and people were interacting. And I started writing articles. I said, you know, if you can write a post that can motivate people, why not write an article? And I started submitting to your Sowetan, to News 24.
Yes,
and they've been publishing my articles ever since, motivational articles. And I said, if I can write an article, why not write a book?
Mm.
So I wrote a book. My second book is called A Confident Approach, which is also a motivational book.
I see what
book.
You did there.
Yeah. So my second book was A Confident Approach, which was actually born out of just, you know, starting on social media, inspiring people and saying, this can grow. And my third book, my latest book, it's called Young and Living on Purpose, and it's a book directed at the youth. You know, I believe a lot of youth are going astray, not because they don't have the talent, not because they don't have capacity or capabilities, but because they don't see a vision. They don't have a vision for themselves. They don't feel like, you know, there's a purpose for them, you know, to wake up in the morning. That's why it's easy for so many young people to go and smoke nyaope. It's easy for young people, you know, the suicide is on the rise among young people.
Depression and all
of those things. I believe the root cause of all of that is because young people do not have a sense of purpose. The purpose is there, but they not discovered it, and this book is about helping young people discover their purpose.
Lovely. So that also you need to connect with PS Connect, because you know these kind of things.
Yeah,
they will then educate you as well and tell you how to take that career.
No, we're gonna have a meeting after this.
We are meeting straight after this. Okay, good. And then we move to my immediate left over here. We're speaking to Yaku. Now Yaku is suave. Yeah. He's got the best hair in the studio.
Definitely,
he's hands chosen down. The best spot, and he's from. We're the only two people with hair here. Okay. But Yaku is the CEO of Zeroth Energy. We are taking the world by storm. Now, none of you know about this, but he's going to tell us a little bit about Zeroth Energy. But first, tell us about Yaku himself. Where's Yaku from? And how did you come about to become the CEO of Zeroth Energy?
Well, definitely. You know, my CEO stands for a little bit different. My CEO is the Chief Energy Officer.
Okay.
You see what I did there?
I see.
Yes. The Chief Energy Officer of the world. So I'm not CEO of my own company. I'm CEO of the world of energy. Yes, I do have big aspirations and our company, well, why myself? I like confidence over here because I like the motivational stuff as well. That's kind of my my purpose in life. I was a guy, a lost kid, and went studying. And after studying, I went to uni. Well, uni was studying as well. And after that, I actually traveled the world for about 7 years, trying to discover it myself.
Yes.
Came back 2 years ago, about 3 years actually now. South Africa, and I realized what the problems was, and I've learned how to think big traveling the world, and came back and I said, well, there's political and there's energy. That was the two things. And I said, well, Jaco as a political person is not the right choice. You know? I do have a rebellious streak on me. And I looked at the energy and we started looking at the energy field and we said, well, why is the energy needed? We got Eskom and, well, Eskom was just outdated. And
yes.
And so we said, okay, well, let's start with getting a renewable energy company. So we started Zerof, which is basically a second Eskom in the country. And we do renewable energy. And how we do that is a lot of small buildings, a lot of small power stations and a lot of buildings, basically from little houses to big buildings and so forth, solar, wind, different energy factors. And
these
we
are all
rent
things
them out.
We need, eh?
And we rent them out. So why don't we have so much renewable energy? It's because it's so expensive. So we said, well, let's give it to you and you just pay us a monthly fee, which is less than what you pay Eskom anyway. So all we have to do is just switch. Now the choice is there. And instead of paying Eskom, just pay renewable energy and save the world.
Here we go. Now when I say that they are doing things worldwide, what he hasn't told us is that they have won.
Yes, I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me. Now, what we were nominated as one of the top 25 most innovative companies in Africa in December by a company that's all over the world, and as Fast Company magazine, and they're all over the world. And from all the yearly nominations they've done, we're the first energy company ever to have been nominated as one of the top most innovative companies.
Yeah. So the way we do things is differently. We are the first energy company
ever.
Wow.
And not just the ever, we're going to be the last one as well because we do it the right way. Wow. So we're making sure that we keep improving and keep doing it for the people.
That's amazing. That's now, awesome. I know you've got a really, really big competition that is happening for our youth, and I'm going to speak about that in a moment. Some really awesome prizes. You've got a nice partnership going. So we're going to speak about that. It's they've got a competition that's going to be helping explain the importance of energy and the impact it has, and they've got a media partner, like Fast Company. But we'll talk about that in a moment. Let's just turn our attention to something that came up. You spoke about world travel. So you said after 7 years of traveling, your mind was open. And I myself have been very lucky. I've been to 36 different cities in 2 years. And I strongly endorse travel.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you, the one thing that you think you can take away besides the bigger picture from world travel?
For me, it was that we're all the same. You know, that we're all the same. Doesn't matter black, white, Indian, white. Or colored or whatever race
so
we
glad
are.
He mentioned Indian.
But it doesn't matter if you're American, South African, Rwandan, or from
or
United
Wakandan.
States. Say again?
Or Wakandan.
Yes, all the way from an island in the Easter Island. It doesn't matter where we're from, we're all human beings, and the only thing that changes us is the way we think. That's it.
Yes. Now, you know, speaking about world travel is awesome. Yes, we do need it. But I've been blessed with the work that I do, that I've traveled to 17 different venues and locations in our own country.
Yeah, man.
And wow, what an amazing country we've got. Have you guys traveled anywhere? What do you say?
Yeah.
With your motivational speaking, you must be traveling.
Yeah, I do a little bit. I'd like to travel more. So book me. But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, little things like when I was young, we didn't do much traveling, but we used to go to Northwest. And what I looked forward to the most wasn't the destination, because my father worked at Northwest. So during the holidays, we'd be that side. But I always look forward to the journey. And okay. I think in traveling as well, the journey is as important as the destination.
Absolutely.
As in life, you know, you have a dream, you have a goal, you have a destination that you're heading towards. But I think sometimes we focus too much on the destination and we forget about the journey. Like here, we're in a journey right now.
Yes.
This moment is a journey.
This guy sounds like a motivational speaker.
I wonder why.
And what about you, Tabiso and Nathan? I mean, you come from a different angle with regards to guiding the youth in the career. Do you guide them and say, get traveling done, go and do something?
We believe highly in exposure.
Okay.
We say, how do you make decisions if you're not exposed? And most of the youth that we interact with are not exposed. I mean, we travel around. Last year we were traveling around Gauteng, and we saw the different settlements and the different conditions that students find themselves in. So when we interact with them, we always address the exposure part of it. And that's what Peers Connect is all about, because we are exposing them to careers that they are not exposed to.
Yes.
I mean, we interact with students, teachers, and they only know 10 careers, and they have to make decisions from only 10.
Yes.
And when you go on our platform, there are more than 1,700 careers that they need to be exposed to.
And that platform is the psconnect.co.za, right?
Yes.
And Nathan, have you done any traveling, or what do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I've done traveling around South Africa.
Yeah.
and a bit of Zimbabwe.
And then he crossed the border.
International.
Yeah, so, you know, the nice thing about traveling is the potential. You actually see the potential in the different, provinces and the different areas within those provinces. But what you realize is that so many of these learners actually have the potential, but they don't actually have the access into accessing these opportunities. Mm. So for us, it was just an honor to speak to kids who achieve high, who get distinctions, but they actually don't know how to go about getting into the universities or colleges. They're not exposed in terms of funding, or, you know, the misconception of wait until your matric results come out, and then now you have to actually make a plan. And what we're doing now is basically exposing them to do these things way earlier on, so that, you know, they can actually be motivated. Because now, if learners actually know that they can be funded while they're studying their matric, you can imagine how they actually achieve at the end of the year.
And the funding itself will become a motivation. I mean, if you think about it, because, you know, something I've realized over the past maybe 10 years or so, because I think I'm still young.
No, you're...
Thank you, guys. Yaku didn't agree, but it's fine.
Young at heart.
Yes, very much. The youth have become a lot more serious about their careers, whether it be going into renewable energy, whether it be becoming a motivational speaker. Mm. It's because they are being exposed to international trends a lot more, and they're realizing there's a lot more than just becoming a farmer.
Yeah.
If you don't have land. But if you want to go study, you want to learn more, it's about inspiring yourself as well. Mm. As you mentioned earlier, confidence, about having those goals and the journey.
Mm.
Finding these career paths is about having that journey and acknowledging it every step of the way.
And I think that's why businesses like this guy's business is very important. Because one of the things, as much as there is a lot of exposure, I still believe there are pockets of communities where the exposure isn't there. You get kids who are very talented. You know, these guys, I'm sure, will attest to that. Kids who are getting A's and getting B's and in maths and science and all of that.
Yeah.
But all they've seen in the communities is teacher, nurse, officer. So those are the things they've been exposed to. And people are not living up to... I mean, my mother is a teacher, so I appreciate teachers. I appreciate officers.
Yeah, I appreciate teachers. They're one of the harder jobs.
I'm not knocking them down. But when when that is all you've been exposed to, that is all you aspire to.
Yes.
So I think it's important that we go into the communities where previously disadvantaged people stay, and we start exposing all of this, and we start bringing the technology, we start bringing the awareness to say, you know, you can be more than what you see around
you. Absolutely.
And from that, we'll get the next, you know, geniuses, the next people who will transform our community.
Exactly. Yeah. And like Yaku mentioned earlier, the years of travel opened his eyes to this larger, man. You know, and you said there's on your database on PS Connect, there are 1,700 different careers.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you there are probably 20,700 careers that people can look at.
Yeah.
I mean, I myself went to work internationally not doing anything like this. I was doing auctioneering on a cruise ship for 2 years. There's a career. Well. And people do that for
you. I did as well.
No, there we go. Yeah.
At a time of my traveling.
That's why his hair is so good. He's the donut.
Going. Sold.
Yeah. So when you come to something like, let's speak about this renewable energy a bit. Now, Zeroth Energy, I mean, energy and sciences is something that I think that our youth need to concentrate on, because as you mentioned, confidence is that people see doctor, teacher, nurse, lawyer, okay, which career am I going to do? But there are other things out there like renewable energy. What would somebody who's youth and who's young out there say, you know what, I've got an idea for a solar panel that's going to make us save water in Cape Town or whatever. What? How would they approach studying something towards working for Zeroth Energy, for example?
Yeah, thank you for a great question. I think that a lot of people is missing the cue in a sense of renewable energy that's going to create about 600,000 jobs with about a 40-year lifespan in the next 20 years. So if you think about that, there's a lot of opportunities just there. A lot of things in a cell side, in a technology side, in a advancement side, making things going a lot quicker and faster and cheaper. It's a great technology. It is quite expensive in the beginning, so finding ways to make it even more accessible. We found ways through the financial side of it by making it financially accessible. But it's a lot of communities out there who needs a bit of electricity, and they just need innovative ways to make sure that they can have electricity on an affordable way. So studying, I would say a great way is to internship first. I believe in a thing of internship first before you study, so you can a lot of us makes choices when we're 17, 16, 17, what are we going to do? And we get in university and we're just like, this is not what I wanted to do. And I was one of those, and I wished I was interning somewhere or went overseas first. I'm glad for now it's there. And yeah, so first is intern. Go ask a lot of questions. You know, there's 3,200 solar companies in South Africa registered in the CIPC. So there's not a lack of experience out there, you know, and it's just asking. I'm sitting...
Yeah, I mean, I think sorry to cut you off there, but I think one of the key things that is mentioned there is ask questions. Go for the internships. Do you guys at PS Connect also encourage the internship side of things?
I think we tackle it differently. We have something that we call job shadowing.
So that's same.
Yeah, but basically it's the same concept. To ask questions, to be aware. I mean, some learners don't even know the dynamics of actually having a certain position, the hours. You know, if you've got certain things in your life you're planning to do, you should check if the job you're going to go into, is it a 9-to-5 job, or you're coming home at midnight. You know, all those things play a role. So job shadowing actually opens up the dynamics simultaneously.
I think one thing that we should probably call the show for today is educate yourself.
Educate yourself
is very important. Get the internship, ask the right questions. And I mean, as we be picking up even with your goals and your journeys, you are along your journey, you're going to be asking yourself very different questions. Do I really want to do this? Do I really want to go work for Zeroth Energy? Do I really want to go work for PS Connect? Do I really want to be a motivational speaker? I mean, something I speak about when I do motivational speaking is about finding your niche. You want to be able to do every single thing on the planet. But you know, if I'm 1.65 meters tall, it's going to be very hard for me to be a basketball player. For example. So you find your niche, find the things that you're most strong at. I mean, how would you guide somebody? PS Connect now, psconnect.co.za. How would you guide somebody to find that career that they want to do?
How we approach it, let's say we've got Xerox, right? We
Xerox is the brand, the Zeroth.
Zeroth. I beg your pardon. We profile such companies because it's one thing to choose a career but don't know which companies actually employ those professionals. So what we do, we would then profile such companies so that when learners are seeking to for certain careers, then they will be able to have that connection between their career and their employers.
Very important.
Because there is a gap between education and the employers. And we are taking certain initiative to bridge that gap so that certain information can be exposed to the professionals.
Don't you all agree? Where were PS Connect when I was in? You know, I mean, this is such an amazing. I mean, Jaco, what do you think of the way they approach?
Yeah, I wish I was there. I was just thinking the same thing. You know, they would have saved 20 years of my life.
20 years of your life?
Well, maybe not that much.
You know. How old are you?
10 years. I think another important element is, you know, Jaco was saying, you say you went into teacher and you found, you know, this is not what I wanted to do. I think there's two very important questions that we need to ask ourselves before going into something. And it's something I've shared at some of the talks I've done, especially with young people. Ask yourself, what do you love? So there's a passion issue.
Yes.
And what are you good at? That's a competency issue. Once you find the middle ground or the sweet spot between what you love and what you're good at. Because if you love a thing, you'll be able to do it for a long time. A lot of people drop out of careers or businesses or things that they're doing because their love fades out.
Yes.
But if you find something that you're truly passionate about, where it's at the root and the core of who you are, so your passion, your true passion, if you find that and then you match it with, what am I good at? What am I competent? So what can I do? Not something that I want to do, but actually can do. And when those two come together in a marriage, it's a beautiful thing, and you will find your purpose.
A beautiful marriage with not ending in divorce.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you know, it's very important, and like you said, and like I said as well, it's about finding that niche, finding that. And we mustn't forget that the journey is about, and this is my opinion completely, the journey is about finding, okay, I've done this now. The journey has taken me here to do this.
Yeah.
So I may start as a walker and become a jogger, but suddenly I love running.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. What you say reminds me of, you know what Martin Luther said, you know, if you can't fly, let's start there. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl, but keep moving forward. And I think that's quite important.
That's true. And if you don't know the quote, write it down.
Yes. I got it.
Okay, we're going to be taking a quick break. This is the Inspired Youth Show. We're going to play some music for you all. This is cliffcentral.com. The Inspired Youth Show happens every single Monday between 3 and 4 p.m. And we will be releasing a podcast. And don't forget to follow us so you can find out more about the launching of our Youth Academy. I'll tell you more about that later. Follow us all, PS Connect, on social media, at PS Connect, and then confidence_word on Twitter. And he's got a YouTube channel he'll tell us about in a moment.
Yeah,
and then not forgetting Zeroth Energy as well.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, you're listening to CliffCentral.com. This is the Inspired Youth Show, an awesome opportunity to inspire our youth through adult listeners, professional educators, to provide advice for the greater future. This is a combination of Cliff Central and Pride Family. Actor, the Inspired Youth Show, as mentioned, brought to you between 3 and 4 every single Monday afternoon. You can follow us on social media, and don't forget to follow Pride Factor and Inspired Youth and Cliff Central and our guests in studio. We've got Yaku, who is the CEO of Zeroth Energy, taking over the world, like big time. Then we've got Confident Salemo, who is a motivational speaker and an author. And then we've got Nathan and Tabiso from PS Connect, who are doing amazing things for the youth and also the parents of the youth. In fact, we'll start there. Now, PS Connect, you help with the education system and guiding the youth between grade 7 and 11 and go to 12. But there's something that you mentioned earlier that about the parents. So where do the parents come into a career guidance?
When we need the money. You know, with parents, what we've realized is, you know, parents sometimes have this culture of, because I'm paying the school fees, that's it, you know, and everything else takes care of itself. And that's not the case. And what we do is we try also educate parents, because what we realize is, you know, you got the learners who know 10 careers, but now when a learner knows, okay, fine, there's other careers that I'm exposed to, like, for instance, aeronautical engineering, and they take that back to the parent. The parent's like, I don't know that. You know, I know teacher and lawyer. Now the parent becomes a barrier to their own child.
This is what Confidence was speaking about earlier.
Yeah, because they, you know, parents also don't know in terms of what careers are out there in terms of renewable energy and what careers are created because of that. So what we do is that not only educate the learners, but also educate the parents in terms of those careers, so that they also know that, oh, actually, this is a good career and it can pay. Because when parents think, okay, I don't know this career, they think it doesn't pay, and they think their child is going to study something and they're not going to find a job. But that's honestly because they are also not educated about the market.
Yes.
So we educate the parents as well as the teachers in school, because even the life orientation teachers only know 10 careers.
Yes.
So we have to make sure that we have to educate the community.
So, but it's also not the life orientation teachers' fault because that's all they've been exposed to. Yes. That's all they've been educated about. I mean, like you mentioned earlier, 600,000 jobs around renewable energy will be created, or
just in South Africa alone. That's taking 10%.
Yeah. Only in South Africa.
Only in South Africa.
Right, guys, this is my last radio show. I know.
Handing in the resignation.
Well, if we got IPP licenses signed by Eskom, that's 60,000 jobs created today. So I don't see why they're trying to block it. It's just so many jobs that we can fulfill.
And it all comes down to education. Mm. It comes down to being aware, being aware of this. Now, confidence, when you're doing your motivational speaking,
yes, sir.
What sort of issues... Call me sir. What kind of issues what kind of issues do you pick up that the youth have around, for example, their careers?
I did a talk a couple of weeks ago in Soweto. It was a youth function, and the major stumbling block is again awareness. So a lot of youngsters, especially in townships, are not completely aware of what's possible, what's out there. And it goes back to the issue of you know, limited exposure, limited possibilities. When we begin expanding our youth's mind, when we start saying, you know what, instead of thinking about issues in a particular way, why not start expanding? Why not expand the horizons? And I think once we start doing that, once we start opening their minds, we'll start getting a lot of innovation. Because a lot of the solutions that we're looking for are trapped in the minds of our young people. Mm. But unless we open those minds, unless we start going in there and start exposing them to different things, unless we start taking them from the township and taking them overseas, taking them to Silicon Valley and saying, you know what, this is what's possible in the world. This is what's happening in the world. Then our solutions, the solutions to our poverty, the solutions to our economic crisis, the solutions to AIDS, the solutions to other diseases will always be trapped in the minds of those we fail to open up, fail to expose.
I must say, I do agree. We do need to be more open-minded. And again, coming back to what Yaku said right at the very beginning of the show, world travel does that. Mm. And you think with the world we live in today, with YouTube and social media going crazy, that the youth will be more open and because they get exposed. But you know what I've realized is that they constrain themselves to the borders of where they live.
Yeah, and you know, if I see this young man doing great things, it becomes a greater possibility because it's here. But if it's out there, far away, then it's almost like it's unreachable. You know, Mandela said it seems impossible until it's done. I got that quote.
You got that quote right.
Thank you. So I think even the people who have succeeded, who have quote unquote made it, we need to go back. Like if I come from the township and I've made it in a particular career, I can't just then, you know, stay in the burbs and, hey, I'm driving my BM, I'm doing this. I need to go back and say, you know what, I come from where you come from and I've made it. So the same obstacles that you faced, I have faced, and I've overcome those obstacles. And since I've made it, you can make it too. So I think more of us need to go back and empower those who are left behind.
Absolutely. And then becomes more than just work. It becomes sole purpose. And I agree with that because, you know what, one of my things has always been about giving back to the community.
Yeah.
And it's not just about where I come from, but the other communities.
Exactly.
And you take your motivational speeches to places that you've never been to before.
Yeah, man.
And you start inspiring people. Exactly. It's also really cool. But what would you say, Yaku, is a sign that somebody's made it?
When he's made it? Well, there's a different degrees of success in, well, not different degrees, but success in my opinion is the journey towards that. Like Confidence said earlier, you know, if a student is trying to get from a B to an A, or a millionaire is trying to get to 2 millionaires, it's not getting there. It's that journey towards getting there. Mm. So for me, someone has made it as long as they have a goal, as long as they wake up with purpose, like Confidence said, you know, that for me is a person that has made it. You know, I would rather work with somebody that steps up every morning and they know where they're going than someone that in other people's opinion has made it but just doesn't know what's the next step. They're just kind of dangling along.
Absolutely. Nathan, what do you say?
I actually agree with Yaku. I think success is actually the journey. It's, for me, it's not the destination, because I could never ever arrive at the destination. The fact that I wake up every morning with Tabiso and we impact you know, learners' lives every day. Well, not together, but because now you're giving me those eyes.
You look the same, you dress the same,
you know,
you wake up the same.
Please fix that statement.
You're on radio, I remember it.
Yeah,
it's
let's just clarify when Nathan said he wakes up with Tabiso. It's not next to Tabiso. Although I must be honest, it wouldn't be a problem for me. But
yes, yeah, but
very nice.
You know, the thing is,
Tabiso's not saying no though.
The thing is, you know, I've been with him for so many years. In fact, why? Because we grew up, 8 years in the company.
Now that just sounds like a couple. Hey, get the years right.
Seven,
I never started to.
Yeah, and you know, the point is just that we are successful right now.
Yeah.
It's actually not about 5 years from now, 10 years. Right now we're successful because every day when we impact a learner's life and say, okay, fine, now we helped you choose a certain career. Now you've transitioned from high school into university. Okay, now, you know, we've helped you in terms of getting funds for that. That is our success. So I'd say that we can never reach in terms of a destination, but our success is what we do every day.
You know, there's a saying that says that we are our own worst critics, and we sometimes reach a level of success. And if you are, I believe that if you are completely satisfied, you're not successful anymore.
No,
you need to strive for more. And this is another problem because people will go, okay, cool, I've got my Lamborghini.
Yeah.
I've got my big house. I'm just gonna sit back and relax.
Yeah. There's a speaker I love listening to. He said, your worst enemy is your last success. Because a lot of people reach a level and they say, I've made it. And once though you utter those words, I've made it, it means that it's downhill from there. Once you reach the mountaintop, the only place you can go is downhill.
That's true.
So you need to keep reaching for higher mountains.
And whose opinion did you make it? You know, in your neighbor's opinion, in your mother's opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, a lot of today's problems is that a lot of people is driving fancy cars and fancy houses that they got on debt, trying to show people they've made it.
Yeah.
And then you get billionaires who's living in the same house has lived for the last 20-30 years, driving the same car that for 10 years.
So who between the two has made
exactly? You know, and one thing I see with the youth today, with especially my companies, our companies help businesses open up, and a lot of people say, yes, I would like to come, Yaku, and take your company and open up a business for myself, but I have all these debt, Yaku. I have all these debt, and I'm like, but that's your own problem. You captured into that thing. You know, why are you driving a fancy car if a fancy car and a Tata takes you the same place?
Yes.
You know, there's no real need. So
yeah, although Tata's a pretty cool car.
I like a Tata. I like a Tata. That's why I mentioned it.
Tabiso, what would you say is your definition of somebody who's made it?
I don't think it will go astray from what has been said, because that's what wakes me up in the morning, committing to that vision. I mean, I remember 8 years ago when we started this, you can just imagine for 5 years being in a room trapped with Nimrod, having this big dream to say, you know what, one day we'll be able to, we're going to be in a position to drive education. And every day, that's what we are committing to. And to see Elena coming to us and saying, thank you for connecting me enrolling me into an institution, that gives us pride.
Yes.
But because of the vision, you don't end there. You know that the journey is still long ahead of you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree with all of your statements right now. So, you know, what do you think the world is going through right now when it comes to youth? What is the most important thing? I'm going to throw this out to Yaku first.
Okay.
I want to start with my observation of enlightenment. I think the youth are so much more enlightened, you know, to where we were, to where our parents was. They're just so much more clever. They're so connected to everything so quickly. If I can give advice, I would say specialize. I think the world has moved away from jacks of all trades into specialized positions. And it is, and with this, there's so many much more jobs, because now we're looking at specialized positions. Instead of finding Kwesi who can do 10 things and letting Kwesi do all 10 things, we're looking at 10 people to each do one thing.
Yes.
So
do you believe in jack of all trades, master of some?
Do in some ways, in some ways, yes. But I do believe, find one thing and be the best in that one thing. Be, you know, like Grant Cardone is a great motivation speaker as well, and he says be obsessed and dominate. Don't just be average, you know. Choose a place and dominate that place. That's your space. Make sure your name are known, your space are known, and just make the most of it. Like Confidence said a lot about it, but the being in a moment and making the most of that moment
and that journey.
And that journey, exactly. That's your journey. Don't compare your journey to anybody else's.
Yeah, man.
Everybody's got a journey. Everybody's got problems. Everybody's got things they have to go through. And no one is more successful than anybody else, as long as you're on a journey and focus on your journey and just make the most of that journey.
Absolutely. Nathan, what do you say?
For me, I would say one of the problems I see in the youth is, you know, there's a lot of motivation in nowadays. You know, back in the days, I wouldn't say as much. Now there's a lot of motivation, but what I see missing is the step after that. You know, you speak to someone and say, hey, you can be anything in life and you don't need to give up and whatever. It's like, okay, I'm motivated, but what's the step after that? And I think what the youth needs in terms of, I mean, you spoke about the show being get educated, is the steps in terms of, okay, fine, you told me I can achieve something, but how do I get there?
Guidance,
that step-to-step plan in terms of actually getting there. I feel like that's important because that will open up a different dynamic to the youth, because the youth is only caught up with what looks good in the media. You know, it's always where people get a certain place and they look flashy and stuff, and they don't actually understand that there's a lot of turmoil and a lot of mud you have to go through that is not shown out there. And when they actually get into the mud, they give up because they're like, I didn't see this on TV. I didn't see the mud. I didn't see the struggle, the pains, the rejection. And
I only saw the filters that made it look so good.
Too many filters, you know. And that's the problem, because the mindset of the youth thinks that that's actually the reality, and that's not. So I honestly think that we need to open the youth up to the reality that's out there in terms of, yes, you can achieve this. But what is it going to take to actually achieve that?
Tabi, so you agree with those words with your partner?
Totally. I can never disagree with you.
Nice. Yeah.
What do you say? Confidence.
For me, the biggest problem is also the biggest solution, which is exposure. Because we've been talking about exposure the whole show, but we have to question, what are we being exposed to? So what are the youth being exposed to? So if I'm being exposed to Nyaope, for example, if I'm being exposed to content online, the very same internet where you can Google what are the 20,000 careers I can go into, the very same internet, somebody can Google something that, you know, how do I make dick, for example? How do I make crack, for example? So the very same tools that can be helping us, a lot of youth are using them to hurt themselves. So the very same tools of exposure that we've been talking about can be a source of a problem. So we need to also start thinking about, what are we then exposing our youth to? What are our youth being exposed to, whether in their communities, the things that, you know, they see every day, whether online, what are they searching for, what are they looking for? Because those tools can be tools of progression, but they can also be tools of regression.
And you know, there's a lot of drive for youth to make their own decisions, and it's about making them and helping them make the right decisions.
The right decisions,
absolutely.
The right choices, exactly.
So you're always, every moment of the day, you have a choice. You know, a car can bump me. I can either choose to jump up and hit that person, or I can choose to say it happened, like nothing I can do about it, and smile about it.
Speaking about choices and making decisions, there's a very, very great opportunity that Zeroth Energy have got. A competition that you're running.
Definitely.
So before we close off today, please, Yaku, tell us about this. It sounds amazing. You got a lovely partner that is part of it as well. So tell us more about that.
So just quickly, the school competition is from grade 1 to grade 12. It's all about just writing us or showing us in your own creative ways is how cool solo is. We all know solo works. It's fantastic. It's been around for 130 years. We don't want to know how it works. We want to know why, how cool it is that you have it. How cool is it that your school have it? How cool is it that your father's business have it? So all you have to do is write or show us in your creative ways. The winner in that competition will win a trip anywhere in the world for about 100,000 rand. So nice. Anywhere where you can go to. If your family wants to go to Disney, you go there. If your family wants to go a month to Thailand, there's 100,000 rand. you can go there as long as yours is the coolest. Yeah. And then it's cool that that kid is from, will win a year's free of solar energy as well.
Nice.
So all this is basically is to expose kids, like we talked about exposure, is expose them to the renewable energy, expose them to the 600,000 jobs. PS Connect, we want you to be on board with us as well to help expose this. Yeah. We want kids to see, wow, this is something that I can look. We want schools to see that we can put this on our roof. We don't have to pay for it.
Mm.
And wow, we can expose our kids. Plus, we can show other schools we are forward thinking. We can show the education system. If we talk about Gauteng, there's 3,000 schools. They spend $1 million each a year on it, on electricity. Yeah. That's 3 billion rand a year.
Yeah.
If we put solar on them, we can save them 1 billion.
Yeah.
That's 1 billion we can put back in education system every single year by just schools choosing to decide to choose, or again, choose to go solar.
Yeah.
We got companies like Fast Company Magazine on board, different other companies exposing as well. We're connecting with Dean from Pride Factor. We're definitely going to connect with PS Connect as well. Thank you, guys. All we're trying to do is just make this the biggest competition of the year. And it's all about exposing our youth to this wonderful thing, exposing our country to this alternative energy. Because, you know, if we keep going with the way that, that fossil fuel is being used, our kids is not going to have. So whatever we said today, there's not going to be a planet for them. So yeah, we need to fix the planet to make sure that they have a planet we're trying to create for them through all the technology and all the other stuff.
Mm, yeah. Mm.
Plus, if we talk about Africa quickly, there's 660 million people without electricity. So this is why Zeroff is there, is to give these guys electricity. Give them electricity, we give them a phone, we give them internet, we give them a fridge, we give them exposure of internet all over the world, and we give them this wonderful world that, like I said, and taking this to Mars as well, like we said, that we're changing the whole universe. And the word solar is actually the Latin for sun. So that's it.
Oh, you know what? The only thing I knew about solar power when I was a kid was my calculator that used to get charged. Yeah. You know, you hold it in the sun so that you can. But
and
now,
how cool was that?
You know,
that's so cool.
And now you're offering them 100,000 to go and that's travel awesome, wherever man. They want in the world. That's a great competition. Yeah. I wish you all the best with that.
We
and
talked I'm, about traveling earlier.
There we go. So you can get to travel.
Offering them
well.
Exposure.
Exactly.
Exactly. The whole this whole talk just came together in such a way.
I know, I'm such a professional.
We talked about specializing. He definitely specializes in his job. Definitely.
So
well
this is the Inspired Youth Show that happens on cliffcentral.com every single Monday between 3 and 4. We'd like to say thank you very much to all our guests. Nathan and Tabiso are not a couple, but they are here together from psconnect.co.za, and they've got a lovely online service there for you to and look at the market trends, also guidance with regards to your career for the youth. PS Connect on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and find out more about their learnerships over there. Then Confident Saleme, the biggest laugher in the actual studio, and he still has his jacket off, but that's fine. Hey, you can connect with him on Twitter, confidence_word. Make sure you check out his book. His latest one is Young and Living on Purpose.
Yes.
And then on Facebook, you can get a Talk with Confidence 7. And he's got a YouTube channel. Give us that YouTube channel.
Yeah, just go to YouTube, Google, YouTube, Confidence Saleme. My channel will come up. I've got up over 50, I believe, content pieces there. So yeah, my talk show is there. My confidence booster segment is there. My confidence quotes are there. So indulge.
There we go. And then Yaku, thank you very much also for coming in from Zeroth Energy, the CEO, and he's running that awesome, awesome competition for grade 1s to 12. All you have to do is say how cool solar is, and I'm sure we'll find out more details about that via cliffcentral.com on our actual podcast tomorrow. And don't forget to connect with us, Pride Factor. Follow Pride Factor Inspired Youth. The youth are our future, everybody. And launching the Youth Academy at the end of the month. Make sure you're listening out for that. And then something really, really, really exciting, which is happening, and this is going to be happening in Cape Town. So if we can take a solar power jet to Cape Town, and it's going to be the High School Careers Expo that's happening at Cavendish Square. That's Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 24th in Cape Town. Pride Factor is hosting this. They can do some filming there as well, and you can get some, find some solutions and get some exposure there as well, and find out about the careers, which, as we said throughout this entire show, careers are very important. Getting exposed, getting motivated, getting the goals together, making sure that we are aware of our journeys, making sure we travel the world. If we win 100,000 from the competition, we can travel more than just the world, because I know that Thailand is cheaper, so we can go to Thailand like 10 times.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. You can make a whole family.
So that's pretty awesome. Thank you very much, guys, all of you, for coming in again, for making me feel very underdressed, because you all dress so formally. And so that was Nathan and Tabiso from psconnect.co.za, confidence dilemma, motivational speaker and author, Yaku from Zeroth Energy, myself, Sunil. Thank you very much, everybody. The CliffCentral.com Inspired Youth Show, every Monday between 3 and 4. Follow the hashtag Inspired Youth SA.
This is CliffCentral.com.